This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time, and I just want to. We're going to talk a little Eagles potentially coming to Greeley with the Tanner Schwint. He's in studio participating.
Thanks for having me.
Callahoma does not like my take on Girl Scout cookies. Buy or sell? Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Oh, that's a
like it's a great cause. Buy them for the cause, but
buy and sell.
They're not great cookies.
I think I'm gonna sell that notion.
Okay.
Because I will not eat Thin Mints unless they're the Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Thin Mints aren't good.
I'm gonna sell Micah to the first person who texts, you know, Micah into the text line. He's yours. Mm-hmm. Free to a good home. Tagalongs are elite cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Still selling Micah. Anybody want him? Please come take him. I'm gonna sell the notion that Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
They just don't really do it for me.
That's kind of crazy.
I'm not like
that's
a big
you're a monster.
There's a reason why you look like you do, and Micah looks like he does.
I'm not a big cookie guy anyway. So
yeah,
maybe
that's an issue.
To be fair,
that's an issue.
But Callahoma says, "Whoa, you just alienated half of your audience."
Girl More Scouts, like 90%.
Girl Scouts will be picketing the KFKA station. Who knows, Michael? May actually get to host if you mysteriously vanish. No, we would just put...
No, yeah. It would it just...
Yeah, we would just put static
noises
on. The most... The little warning thing, the duck thing for the EAS reports, that's what we would play for 3 hours.
Get more listeners, and Micah would too.
We would get more listeners, yeah. Because people would be like, oh, there's something coming, there's something happening. Buy or sell, the Broncos should go after Tyreek Hill.
I'm gonna buy that. I think I want to. I want to see him run first. I mean, last time we saw this guy, his leg was snapped directly in half. And if he doesn't
is
have
he
it,
worth it though,
I don't know what you can get him on. If you can get him on a better deal. But again, if this guy doesn't have the same speed, and who knows, that's an injury that could have been needed amputated. And if he doesn't have his speed, he doesn't have anything. So. I don't know, man. I'm willing to take a flyer at the right price. I guess buy.
Do you risk disrupting that chemistry?
Yeah, I'm not worried about. I think Bo and Sean are the guys there, and so I think you. I mean, we saw Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes do it. I don't think it's outlandish to say that Bo and Sean could keep him, within the guardrails as well. But I would take a flyer on Tyreek Hill. I like it better than your AJ Brown thing. I would not trade Riley Moss for AJ Brown. Not ever.
You're kind of. They got to make some off-season moves with their own roster first, and we'll see how that goes. Buy or sell, next year will be Coach Prime's last year as the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
You got some good ones today, man. You got some good buy or sells.
Yeah.
Buy or sell that it will be his last year?
Next year will be his last year as the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
I'm going to go ahead and... I don't know. I said this year was going to be his last, so I might as well buy again next year. Health holds up, maybe last...
I don't see a
world in which they run him out of town.
That's the perfect out, though.
Yeah, it is.
If you got a new athletic director, and it's, hey, your health, we can use that. We're not going to say we fire... If they win 4 games next year, and you're paying him $10 million...
Not going to work.
That's not going to work, Tanner Schwinn. Buy or sell, the best thing that Robert Duvall was in. Robert Duvall passed away. That's a bummer.
95 years old, man.
Yeah. Best thing.
Secondhand Lions.
That's a great movie.
It was such a good movie. Such a good movie. Him and Haley Joel Osment, or however the hell you say his name.
And then Michael Caine
was in that movie. That was an all-timer.
Did you ever watch Lonesome Dove? Did you ever get into that?
I'm sure I have, but not to the point where I could remember any of what. Because you guys around here remember movies in a way that no one else does. You guys will pick up a scene from something roll with it. Especially Miss Lippy.
Well, Billy Madison, that's just a great that's a great piece of cinema.
Yeah, Robert Duvall was one of my favorites.
The Godfather. Yeah. The Judge.
Godfather was so good.
The Judge was really
Robert
good
Downey
with
Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's one that I want to watch.
Very
and
good.
Also, he was in Apocalypse Now, and I've never seen that one.
I don't know what that is.
That's a really,
open
really
range
good
with Kevin Costner.
Open Range.
All right. They were free grazers.
How about Kicking and Screaming?
Yeah, I forgot he was in that. He was one of the dads in Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Never saw that one.
Falling Down.
You've mentioned a lot that no one has ever heard of.
Falling Down is a movie where I forget
the
name
of the
actor,
but he
like goes crazy and just goes kind of on a rampage through L.A.
Thank you.
Kills a guy in a McDonald's knockoff restaurant.
I would say it's secondhand line. I mean, The Judge was really good. Robert Downey Jr. was just great in that.
Yeah, their chemistry, their on-screen chemistry was really good, too. And how about the music in that movie?
Oh, yeah, the music was really good.
The original score
was incredible in that movie. I couldn't tell
Why
you.
Why do you call it the original score?
Because he thinks he's smarter than everyone else.
Aren't they all original?
Well, I mean, quote, original score. If you look into Star Wars, you'll find that Star Wars sounds
a lot of things to not like about you. This has got to be with the top of the list.
Yeah.
Movies and the score and all, oh, a lot of things. Let me push my glasses in a little bit closer and explain to you like you're 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the opening theme was borrowed from something in the 1930s. And
needs continuing.
Mars. I forget what
That's
the
a planet.
Who the composer was, but there's a track, Mars.
Every morning when we get done with Good Morning NoCo, I have to make sure that I lock the windows so that Brady doesn't open one up and jump out listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have to do that right as the show ends every day.
Yep.
Just to ensure the well-being of my good friend over here. Because he has to sit here and listen to you go, oh, the score on Star Trek Season 7.
You and Brock during one of the breaks were just randomly going from this to this to this, and then suddenly you guys were talking about meth.
Okay, first of all,
I don't know how you got
yes, that
I
was
just
my
looked
fault.
Up and I said, how did we get there?
He mentioned
Brock
Portland.
Brock just goes with it. He's like, I don't know,
no,
man.
Yeah, Micah, I don't think we need any context as
he
to
mentioned
how.
Portland, yeah. And okay. I started, Portland has a lot of homeless people, and we started discussing, like, you know, some people who have unfortunate
Michael
situations.
Michael said, I walked to Walmart to get Girl Scout cookies. That led us down a path of scooters. Why didn't you take your scooter?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was too dangerous. He didn't want it to get stolen.
And no, I didn't want to get run
all
over.
The scooters on campus that people just rent, the one we were on. And I said, that's a wild concept that you can just rent that and then get off of it. And yeah, and then Brock said, yeah, I rode one of those once in Portland. And then that took Michael to a lot of drug usage situations.
I'm going to throw out there that you shouldn't be able to get a DUI on one of those things. I think that's a crock. This is supposed to be America. Do you drive a scooter blitzed if you want?
You're a part of the problem. Now you're going on a weird tangent.
Well, we both did. I mean, after the Rockies game, neither of us should have been on that scooter. Weird how we were riding it. We were practicing for the luge. Yeah.
They don't hold two. They're not supposed to hold two. And the person in front's not supposed to put his arms out like in Titanic, and then the other person, you know, gives him a nice little hug there.
Yeah,
you're and not just supposed to
one
do
of
any
just,
of that.
Hypothetically, one's just with arms wide open.
Apparently, that's frowned upon.
Under the sunlight.
To do that,
I wish you guys had been arrested.
Wow, that was... thanks, Mike. Faith says, I mean, in Michael's defense, movies have an original score and a soundtrack.
Faith, Don't make us start bullying you two.
Don't feed this.
No, Faith.
We're
not above bullying you two. When you Michael's defense, that's how I'm going to read all Faith's texts now.
She says, I do like Girl Scout cookies, but don't cry if I miss out on buying any.
I mean, that's a logical take. That's fine. I didn't know it was going on.
I must have my drugs.
My wife called me, and she's like, hey, they're selling Girl Scout cookies in front of the grocery store. My wife is over 6 months pregnant. She goes, what do you think? Are we in? I'm like, you already know we're in. Like, I have been told that I am never allowed to say I'm not hungry in my wife's presence right now. So
I don't think you say that anyway.
Yeah. Again, you could skinny on fat crime's not tolerated. I can make fun of Micah for being fat. Micah can make fun of me for being fat. You butt out.
I'm saying you overeat on health foods.
So anyhow, we got 6 or 7 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. I said 6 or 7.
Yeah, but you did the thing.
No, I didn't.
You did. Yeah. You did.
Serious question. Are the Eagles going to be in Greeley?
I don't know, dude.
You're like connected with all the politicians and people.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if there's just a very loud minority on social media or if people are this miseducated about this, because it is crazy to me I'm going to be going through. We've got the opposition we've got the yes on 1A people coming on to Good Morning NoCo Thursday morning at 7 a.m. And so I've got the whole financing packet that I'm working through right now just to make sure, you know, that I'm not getting caught off guard by something. And from the people that I trust wholeheartedly, they're telling me that I'm right on how I'm seeing this, on the financing of this, on my conversations on social media. I can't genuinely tell if there's just a very, very loud minority or if Greeley is, if this is going to be really close. Because the real, you call it a referendum, the real litmus test that there was on this happened back in November with city council. Every single seat for the Greeley City Council had an opposition running for it who was opposed and wanted to pull Cascadia. Councilman Butler said, if I get enough votes, enough of my people are elected onto this board, I will kill the project then. Every single person who was elected was a pro-Catalyst person, aside from Councilwoman DeBeauty, who was already opposed to it. And so the city of Greeley spoke in November and said, no, we want the project. It was really a referendum on the project. And they voted in big numbers for people who were pro-Cascadia. What worries me is somebody who is a pro, vote no to make it go, right? I think it's kind of where Brian and I have been using that just to make a little more sense. What I'm worried about is, if you are in favor of this project going forward, make sure you don't throw those ballots away. I'm worried about an off, weird timing of an election. February 24th, normally not a very political window. So these ballots are getting out there. Just vote, be educated and vote one way. I would think that that no is going to carry on this and the Eagles will come to Greeley, but I'm not, like, it's probably 60-40 is what my gut's telling me, which is way too close.
What is the opposition saying? Like, I've heard, well, your taxes are going to go up.
That's not true.
So what this group,
Greeley demands better.
Why do they not want this big project to come to Greeley? Because, if I'm just not being political, I think of something big happening in a city that you want to grow is a good thing.
Yeah.
And so when I hear they're going to do what they can, all they can do within their power to make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it now where there's a lot of personal shots going at Martin Land. I saw Tiffany Simmons, who lost the mayoral election to Dale Hall. You know, she posted every business that Martin Land is associated with or owns. She posted every single one of them. And I was reading through the comments. I'm like, Why is that a negative? And I saw one person said, well, I own one LLC. That's enough for me. This is shady. And I'm like, wouldn't you want someone who's been successful enough? So I think there's a deep disdain among individuals who really don't like Martin Lind. And that's fair or not fair, whatever. I think there's just people who don't like him. You make that much money, you're going to have enemies. I think that there's a gross misunderstanding about the financial situation, how COPs are used. and the practicality of them. They've been used for almost every project Greeley's done, including the osteopathic college that's going in at UNC. So I think there's a misunderstanding there. And I think you had some really powerful people who normally align politically that didn't align on this for some reason. And I don't know if it's, I don't know what it could be, but I think you had some people who are normally in agreement on these sorts of things go, well, this is BS. We're going to start this movement from behind the scenes and do it that way. The one thing that I was very hesitant about was I thought the former city manager, the now city manager in Portland, Raymond Lee, I thought he did an absolutely terrible job while he was here. He rushed things through. It was very open that he was looking for another job while he was still here and moving this project forward. And I felt like, okay, hold on. He's just looking for a feather in his cap. And I still believe that. But John Gates, whom I trust wholeheartedly, saw that, moved on from Raymond Lee. And John and I have had extensive conversations on the air and off the air about what this means. And he set me straight on some things. I think there's just a gross misunderstanding and a deep disdain for Martin Lynn. That's a long, long answer to your question. But I think those are the two big things, is a gross misunderstanding of how this the financials of this actually work. And I think there's a deep disdain for Martin Lynn.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm seeing, you know, on your, like when you posted the podcast, you had a lot of really interesting responses on there.
And I was trying to educate, you know, I know there was something, the Greeley Demands Better. They sent out their press release to me and said, hey, this ad just ran in the Greeley Tribune. Like, we went and crunched the numbers. It was signed by so many people for favor of the Cascadia project. And it's like, well, we broke it down. We're only 33% of from Greeley. I'm like, I don't live in Greeley, but you better damn believe that I want what's best for the city, because if the city doesn't go, then that jeopardizes our jobs, the businesses that we work with. So even though I don't live in the city of Greeley, I want what's best for it. So I thought that was a weird angle that they're trying to attack and say, well, people outside of Greeley are having a say in this, and this is who really wants it. It's like, I fall under that category,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but you work in Greeley.
That's, yes.
I mean, that's... Faith says, what gets me is that it's going to be the same people who vote against this coming here will be the same to complain when other neighboring areas get things like this project. And that Greeley needs to have more stuff here.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly right. And I mean, there is zero. And for those, if you're listening right now and say, well, I'm going to vote yes because I want to stall this project so I can learn more about it. You're killing the project. If you vote yes, and if yes wins this election and Cascadia is stopped, Martin Lynn will have that going up in Johnstown or Severance or, well, it will be going up in a neighboring Weld County city. There's just zero doubt about it. So if you're of the mindset that I just want to pump the brakes, you're not pumping the brakes. You're killing it for the chances of it being in Greeley.
Well, he's got to get going on this project because he's only got a limited amount of time before he has to have a place for the Eagles to play.
I mean, you look at it logically, and it's like, okay, if I own this, and I we're full bore ahead. And by the way, the precedent that this would set, if I'm a developer looking at doing business in Greeley, like right after there's a new AI data center that's coming to Weld County, and I'm already seeing it. The comments are like, this is ridiculous. Why don't we get to have a say in this? At a certain point, you can scroll Facebook all you want. You can be a keyboard warrior all you want. You're not sitting in those zoning meetings, those plannings. You don't know. I don't know. And at some point, we've got to trust the people that we elected to this. But like, let's look at logically. If I own a team and I thought it was a done deal, we're moving here. I don't know if Martin's burnt the bridges. I think probably with Larimer County. I don't see him signing another lease back to go back and play at the ranch. I don't foresee that happening. You've got two choices, build it somewhere else or sell the team. And I don't know. Martin said he would go down to Mexico with a bunch of Coronas and wait for a tsunami to hit him. That was the exact quote that he used on Good Morning NoCo. You had a great conversation with him too. But you look at it logically, if no does not win, if no on 1A, the rezoning does not win, Greeley's going to be on the hook for not only $115 million, but they're going to lose out on a lot of potential money from developers wanting to build here.
Yeah, I mean, it would scare you if you're wanting to create a big project here.
Not a
world.
If you
look at that and go, well, they got rid of that. Why? There would be more of that. So are these people that are against this, Do they not like the Greeley Stampede? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I can ask that question. I've had good conversations with a lot of the people on that side. I don't agree with them, but I've had good conversations, and I'm always willing to hear them out. And, you know, Tiffany Simmons, I asked her when she said, hey, take a listen to this. This is a, and I finally got an answer from them of how would you pay back the $115 million that the city has already used in using their buildings as collateral? And she said, it's a tough question. You would have to extend that into payments. She floated the idea of legalizing marijuana in Greeley, and I'm like, well, you're opening up a whole nother can of worms. In that, it's a pretty good relationship between Garden City, where it's legal, and in Greeley, where it's not. You go to Garden City, buy it. It keeps their small town alive, from what I'm told by people in my life, co-host of the morning show, and so it works. It works out. So it comes down to this. You either take a $115 million kick to the groin or you roll the dice. And there's a lot of economic studies that say this is going to work and this is going to work out in a big way. So I've just never been one that would be like, you know what? Yeah, let's just take a $115 million kick to the nether regions. It makes no sense in my brain. But we're going to have Brandon Wark, Greeley Demands Matter, on the program Thursday morning, 7 a.m.
That'll be interesting. Michael, yes.
I'm just wondering how many people who think they want to stop the project, or as you said, pump the brakes, actually know a lot about it.
I think that a lot of the community is confused by this. I think people are confused by yes means stop and no means go.
Well, I think it was confusing to begin with.
But both parties are bitching about that. Both sides don't like how it's worded in there. But the question is zoning. Yes means you want to change the zoning. No means you want to keep the zoning the same. And if you polled anybody who is on the opposite side, and to be fair, probably on the pro-Cascadia side, you got no idea that was zoned agriculture and now is going to commercial, because we don't know anything about zoning, because we don't sit through the hour and 30-minute long council meetings and learn about what does it take to qualify for this type of zoning. So there's a lack of education. We've been trying to do our best with on KFKA and pump that information out there, but it's been there's a lot of misunderstandings about what this project is all about.
Yeah, 27 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Coming up, you're getting pumped, man. The Rockies are right around the corner.
Right around the corner, baby. Projected starting lineups are out.
Oh.
63 wins. What do you think about that?
Yes.
Only 99 losses.
Are we doing the thing?
We got to do the thing. I think your number's too low, though. I think 20 is too low.
Really?
I have had a response to your post on X typed up all day, and I keep deleting the number that I have on there because I'm trying to tell myself, don't get crazy with this. But I think we got to go higher than 20.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. The whole
I think it should be 100.
Let the hair, beard. We just can't get creative. I don't know anything else.
I think it's a tradition now. Yeah, I think we start a tradition.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we eat like a Rocky dog a day, and we both die of diabetes in mid-July.
Yeah. You know, we're not going to do tattoos or anything.
No, hell no. Nothing permanent.
No, nothing permanent. All right. 28 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All of the lights.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need. Want you to see everything. Want you to see everything.
lot of people have thoughts on Robert Duvall passing away. Eastside Chris says Robert Duvall's acting even goes back to Alfred Hitchcock, 1962. Check it out. I've never seen that.
No.
I would like. Faye says, keep the tradition going. What's the number then? Go Pokes is saying 40.
Yeah.
So we don't shave our face or cut our hair until the Rockies win. How many? Like, we're not going to start this midseason like we did last year. We're gonna go right off the bat. 25?
Mm-hmm.
That's what? That's 2-3 months, man.
Yeah, I know. The 40 was the number I had in my head, 40? Too. The 40 was the but then...
That's too much, man. That's too high. 35 is what we did last year when they won 35 more games. Wasn't it?
No.
Or we said when they get to 35.
When they get to 35.
And they were at like 12 or something. We were pretty early in that, I guess.
Yeah. What number, Micah?
Michael?
The Rockies over-under, according to the wise guys and wins, is 53.5.
50.
So that means they're not going to get to 40 for a while.
Well, Grok's saying approximately late July, early August.
Don't trust Gronk. He's a football player.
Grok. So, Michael. It's so an AI thing.
When does the season start?
March 20th.
The actual?
Yeah.
No. Really? We're that close to
Yeah, we're pretty close to try, but we still have plenty of time to go get a haircut. And
yeah, but I'm already kind of growing the hair out right now.
You're gonna want to get it cut, that's what we didn't do last year. March
27th. Can you guys include spring training?
March 27th, and they play Miami right off the bat.
Yeah, but do you see the rest of their schedule that first month? It is.
I'm telling you, man. 20 is safe. Faith's saying 30 to 40.
No 40.
That's going to take.
Let's compromise at 35.
No.
How do you, dude? ESPN does such a terrible job.
They didn't get this first half. They're at Miami first three, then at Toronto, home against Philly, Houston.
Yeah. So Toronto playoff team. Phillies playoff team, Astros, they snuck in there, right? Playoff team, Padres playoff team, Astros again, Dodgers, Padres, Mets, Reds.
Did Herman Marquez go to the
That's
Padres?
What I heard. I didn't, the dude down the hall told me that this morning.
How you feel about him? You gonna miss that guy? I miss us missing his name.
Yeah, well, he changed it like midway through his career, and you can never convince that, or Jack Corrigan just decided he wanted to call him a different name.
Herman Marquez,
and then it was Herman Marquez.
And then they started calling him Marcus.
Marcus, yeah,
Herman Marcus.
Yes, Herman Marquez.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
I don't know because it was German when he first started. Yeah. It was German Marquez.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have had every other...
Herman.
Herman.
Marquez.
And then it was Herman.
Herman. Marcus. I'm going to miss that.
I'm going to miss that journey we all went on. How many of the projected Rockies opening day players? We played this game on the morning show this morning. How many do you think you could get? Don't look it up. Are you looking it up over there?
I have to refresh my mind. I honestly don't. I know Kyle Freeland's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. What about the actual position players?
Well, you got Tovar.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
Ezekiel Tovar. They've got him projected.
Your favorite player.
Batting second, playing short.
Where's O'Doyle Rules?
Brent Doyle. Yep. They projected outfield. Batting seventh, playing center field. Come on now.
How well did Brian and Derbs do in this?
Derbs got 5 or 6. Brian got 3.
Where's Veen?
Have you been seeing this around him?
He actually had some struggles.
It sounds like he's, he's 40-some pounds heavier. He got rid of the hair. They don't have him projected to be in the starting lineup. Jake McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Who they acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks in right field. Mickey Mantle Moniak, DH.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hunter Goodman.
No, yeah. How could I forget
him? I was wondering. Jordan Beck out and left.
Yeah.
Willie Castro. playing third base, acquired from the Twins. Brenton Doyle in center. Edward King Julian playing first base. I do that all the time, and nobody gets the reference, and it drives me crazy.
It's Madagascar?
Yeah. Thank you. And then Tyler Freeman batting ninth, playing second base.
Pretty good.
Oh, great. Some may argue.
Let's go to the playoffs.
Let's go 30.
Let's go to the playoffs this year.
Let's go 30 wins.
Let's go to the playoffs.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's go 30 wins. We're going to lock in 30.
30?
It'd probably be by the 4th of July.
So we can get a fresh cut.
Yeah.
The day before March 26th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fresh cut, fresh shave, everything.
Yeah. March 26th. So
do we want to go 30? That's over a half of their percent. Yeah, but I also kind of want to get you back a little bit for last year, because we were texting about this, because we were both kind of going on our own little journey on this. I was just waiting until the Rockies won a series, and then I was shaving my face,
and then I took over,
and then you're like, let's do it this way. You tagged me. It was late. I had a couple of beverages. I'm assuming you did too. And it was like, hey, let's go. What should we go? 15, 20, 25. And then post is deleted. What should we do? 20, 25, 35. And I'm like, what are we
honored
doing
the
here?
Vote. We honored the results of the vote.
Well, maybe we do it. Well, people are going to want us to suffer. So
Isai Chris says, guys, 30 wins, then shave. It's always, they always start good.
Did you not just hear who they played?
It was pretty bad last year.
They will probably, I'm not even kidding, at the end of April, they may be at 5 wins, and that's optimistic. They may have 3 wins in the month of April. No, March, whatever. May.
They April.
Okay, I was right.
They were 5-25.
Yeah.
On April, after April 30th.
We're lucky if we're there again.
That's five wins, guys, in 1 month.
Yeah.
That was 5 wins.
You can get a couple. Their schedule is abysmal.
End of May, they were 9-48, guys. We didn't even get to double digits in over 2 months of baseball.
Got some winnable games in June.
We started the bet during the Miami series.
Yeah.
June 2nd. I think it was June 2nd. They just won 6-4. And we started and we said when they get to 35.
We're going to make some ground up in June, though. Very, very weak.
They didn't get to 30 wins, man, until like the first half of the season.
Yeah, it was
July 13th. They were 22-74.
Yeah, I know. I know, man.
We're going to go.
I think 30 is a solid number. I think 30 is a solid number.
They didn't get to 30 until...
Well, what did we do last year? 35?
35. They didn't get to 30 until August 2nd, Tanner.
Yeah. Roll it back.
35.
Well, I almost say let's roll it back to 35.
They hit 35 when they beat Arizona on August 17th. And
yeah.
They shaved that night.
Yes. Yeah. I think we got to roll it back. Do we go 35 or 30? We're starting 2 months earlier this time.
And
we're going to be a father.
The schedule is much more difficult.
I say 25, you're saying. Man.
No. 30.
Starting off a difficult schedule, I say you go 30.
Let's go 30. Let's lock it in.
Faith says you could do a series. You could do series wins versus actual wins.
That's what I was doing, and then you hijacked my whole thing.
You gotta
that I was
go
doing.
Wins. Wins is more like it's a cleaner.
No.
303 says fresh haircut and shave at 10 wins. No haircut, no shave until 35 wins. So you're giving us a benchmark.
So it'd be 25. But that's the same as doing 25 wins. Is what that text
he said. Chris says, whoa, check records last 5 years, first 2 months. Yeah, I mean, they were better in April. Because remember, we would always say they were better in April, and
yeah.
Then by the time you get to May.
Dude, 5 years ago, I wasn't married and didn't have a kid, too. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Think about where you were at 5 years ago.
I don't know, man.
No. Probably. Drunk watching the Rockies with me.
Yeah, probably. I'm saying 25.
Oh, you come on. We'll get a couple of drinks in him. Let's go 30.
Oklahoma says,
agree,
how
30.
Old is Tanner? Go whatever age he is. How old are you?
Okay. Well, I'll be 29 in June.
So 28.
We'll just throw it. We'll add the game on.
I think we say 30.
It's got to be 30.
I think we just do the 28, and then each year that we do this, we just keep adding the win, and hopefully the Rockies get better.
Travis says, I mean, it's the Rockies. I'd play it safe. I'd say 5 wins that might get you into June.
Yeah. I like the age thing. We'll just go the number of my age, and we'll just do it until I'm 72.
28 wins.
28 wins. Okay. My age. I like that.
That's
well
good.
Done, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. We'll go 28 wins?
Yeah. No, I think you should. It's got to be a round number.
Hey. No one cares.
I would vote for might as well jump it up to 30.
Let's go 28. Right there. That's dude.
30.
Think about the number of weeks that they went without winning 2 games. That is substantial.
Okay, 28.
28 is a fine. Okay, we're locking it in.
28. But now 28. I hope they win 27.
So we get fresh haircut on March 26th.
March 26th, and then 20. The stretch for 28, not what I'm looking for. That didn't sound right. The quest for 28, we got to get a tagline.
Yeah, we'll get something. The shave. I don't know.
Come on,
44
Mike.
Minutes after there, we got to jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Okay, we outran the clock again. Faith, this could be it. Clean slate at 28. 970 says, John Fort. What is that, Mike? Get a clean plate with 28? Give me more ideas. More ideas coming up. We'll wrap up the show next.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're getting some good suggestions here. Fade and shave at 28. Clean a plate with 28. Get a clean plate at 28. We don't think the Rockies season will be great. They might not win 28. We think the Rockies are fake, so we went with 28. We're thinking about just going to 30 and then calling it the Dirty 30.
Yeah, Brian had a good suggestion.
Yeah. Maybe we just go to 30 because we aren't creative enough to rhyme much with 28. We'll see.
I kind of want to do a 28 days later take on it, so 28 games later.
Yeah, that's not bad either. If we stick with 28. 28 games later. That's not bad. Okay, we'll think on it. We'll ruminate. But it's starting. We're going to do it.
Eating of the mind.
I think we're the best marketing campaign the Rockies have. And this could be a special season. Of 30. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.